Have you ever felt discouraged or disappointed and it's kind of left you feeling like you're not sure you want to put yourself out there again? You're not sure you want to trust that new things are coming or big things are coming. And it's kind of got you in a place of questioning God, questioning what he's doing, and not trusting him as much as you would like. If you've ever felt that way, this conversation is for you. I'm just going to dive into a few reasons why discouragement comes and how we can combat it. So let's get to it. Hey, hey, beautiful women of God. Welcome to the Kingdom Daughters Podcast. Do you want to be closer to God and be confident in your walk with him? Do you wake up ready to crush the day by putting God first, only to feel overwhelmed and frustrated when you wake up late and skip over your alone time with God again? Hey, I'm Angela. I too was a busy mom trying to find time in the small windows of my day to spend with Jesus. I have felt overwhelmed with life and motherhood, just wishing I could be close to God, be confident in his love, and stop comparing my life to others around me. But my lack of consistency kept me from what I desired most. I finally decided to make time with Jesus a priority, and it was a game changer. I now understand his love for me, can hear his voice clearer, and have grown in my confidence as a mom, wife, and woman of God. In this podcast, you will hear chats about faith, family, and fun systems that will help you grow in consistency in your walk with the Lord. So tune out the chaos in the carpool lane or go ahead and start your workout and let's jump in. Hey, hey, beautiful Kingdom Daughter. Welcome back to the Kingdom Daughters Podcast. I hope you're having an amazingly awesome, fantabulous day. And yeah, we are here and we are going to be talking about being discouraged, being disappointed, what that can do to us, how that can make us feel, and how we can combat it and come around to the other side and trust that God is faithful and good and all the good things, right? It is so easy for us to feel disappointed. We can get into places where we thought something was going to happen, or maybe God spoke a word, or maybe we were believing for some miracle or a promise that he had spoken and it hasn't happened. And a lot of times that can get us into places of feeling super discouraged. And the first thing that comes to us is to question God and to wonder why it's happening and to ask and just keep being disappointed over and over, feeling disappointed, and to ask God, like, why? Why is this happening, right? And I have been there, friend. I've been there so many times. And I was talking about this with one of the girls in the membership, and it was such a good conversation because we have both been there and we both felt this. And so I just wanted to share a little bit about where I've come from and what I've learned from this topic, and a little bit of what she shared with me and like her perspective. I'm not really going to say specifically what she said, but just kind of like what I learned from our conversation, and just thought I would share that with you as well. And that brings me to inviting you to come join the membership, to come join us and get actionable advice and steps from other women who have been there and are there with you, and to walk this out together. These conversations we've been having have been awesome, and it just will help you grow in areas that maybe you're struggling and you just want other people to join arms with you, join hands with you, and walk it out with you so that you don't feel alone. You don't have to walk it out alone, and you can help others as well in your journey and do this together. So anyways, come and join. Go to thekingdomdaughters.com/membership and come join us. I would love to have you in there. You are invited. Welcome, welcome. Come on in. Okay, so let's talk about where discouragement comes from and how we can combat this, okay? So I have two different reasons and two different ways to combat, okay? So the first thing is wrong expectations. Sometimes we doubt God's promises when we don't see them come to pass right away. And I can tell you that I have had prophetic words spoken over me and promises spoken over me, and like God has spoken to me through his word. And things that I believed were going to come to pass, and they haven't. I'm still waiting for them to happen, right? And I can tell you it's been super discouraging and honestly disappointing, and because they haven't happened, right? It hasn't happened, and it hasn't happened in the timing that I would have liked. But a lot of that is because I was expecting things or desiring things to happen in a certain way and in a certain timeline. And when they didn't happen, that's when I got disappointed. That's when, so I set myself up for disappointment, right? I set myself up for that. And I've had to learn to trust that God is in control and that he has my best interest at heart. And guess what? When I lean into that belief, when I lean into believing that he is who he says he is and that I can trust him and he's a faithful and good God, there is peace in the waiting and there is peace in my life and there's peace in knowing I'm just standing in his promises right now and believing that he is going to be faithful and complete the work in me. And he's going to complete the work in you too, my friend. He is. He is a faithful God. Also, honestly, I don't know that I prayed about a lot of these situations a lot. I just kind of left it to, well, you said you're going to do it, so let's do this. You know, like, let's just jump in, right? And this is kind of like a side conversation, but I believe there is something about partnering in prayer, believing that God can move things even when it doesn't look possible or even when it seems he's already made up his mind, right? Let's look at Jonah and the Ninevites, right? God calls Jonah to go save the Ninevites. God was going to destroy them. But they repented and he relented. He changed his mind basically, right? He saved them. He spared them. And Jonah was even kind of mad about it because he was like, I knew you were going to do this. Why did you send me all this way, right? But he's God. When we come to him and we pray to him, he wants to partner with us. He wants to work it out with us and teach us along the way and go on the journey with us. He's not just up there being like, oh yeah, I said I would do this. And so here you go, boom, bam, you know? And so I've had to learn, like, I need to pray into it and I need to believe for it and I need to petition for it and go to him for it and partner with him in the belief so that he can take me on this journey and get me to the next level, growing and maturing along the way, right? Growing and maturing along the way. Anyway, that is another topic for another time, prayer, but be encouraged in that. Be encouraged that we can partner with the Lord. Whatever situation you're in right now, keep that in mind, that prayer and partnering with him makes a difference. It shifts things. I believe it. I believe it. So let's back to discouragement and expectations. When we start believing something is going to happen in our own timing or hoping our prayers will be answered a certain way, we set ourselves up for disappointment, right? Because we aren't pressing into God and his plan for whatever the circumstance may be. We're putting our situations on our timeline and honestly, kind of putting God in a box. I mean, seriously, the things God can do are so outside of our normal and like way beyond our understanding, right? So what do we try to do? We try to keep him in a safe little space that's in our control, right? Because when we have control, we know what's going to happen, whether it's good or bad. And if we keep him small, right? We keep him in this box. If we keep the idea of what he can do in small spaces, the chance of disappointment is small, right? The chance of disappointment is small when we don't put our expectations high, when we don't set the bar too high. But honestly, this gives us a false sense of safety. Do you understand what I mean? And when I say good or bad, because I'm saying like we put him and we want to be in control whether it's good or bad. Sometimes we trap ourselves because we're trapping ourselves in these situations because we're like, well, we're just safe here. We're comfortable here. We don't want to move out of this space. even if God has this huge thing for us on the other side, right? Because we're just comfortable, we're safe. And it might not even necessarily be a bad situation, but it's just comfortable. It's like you're just kind of going through the motions and you're not moving forward. But God has like this great, big, amazing thing for you if you just believe that He does, that He has something great for you. Because when we keep Him in a box, we are missing out on all the amazing good things. Yes, maybe we might not be disappointed as much, right? We might not set ourselves up for a little bit of failure or disappointment. But on the other hand of that, we're missing out on the big, ginormous things that we never would have imagined could happen because of trusting in Him, right? Because of believing that He is a big God and He can do anything. When we try to make Him small, then we only see small things. And I don't know about you, but I want to see big things. I want to see God move. I want to see people healed. I want to see people know the love of God in a deep way. I want to see my kids be raised loving Jesus and serving Him with all their heart. I want to see my marriage thrive. I want to see God move in crazy awesome ways. You know, I want to see Him do what He can do outside of me. Right? I want to believe that it doesn't take people. He just wants to work. He wants to save people and love people and pour out His presence. And it doesn't take a specific person or a specific thing. We just can trust in Him and big things can happen, right? I want to believe for that. So I hope this encourages you. Don't put Him in a small place. This is where, you know, disappointment is going to happen. We're going to be disappointed. It's just a part of life. But when we put God in a box that's small, just trying to save ourselves from the disappointment, we miss out on all that God is going to do and can do in our lives. Okay, so how can we combat having wrong expectations and putting God in a small space? Okay. What we need to do here is trust that God knows best. Trust in Him. When we leave it in His hands, big or small, the pressure is off. The pressure is off us doing anything or having to be a certain way or having to strive for something, right? We trust in God, who is bigger and stronger and knows it all, right? When we are content with where we are and content in Him and all He has given us, we can walk in His goodness, right? First, we have to trust in Him. And here is some scripture to help you with trust today. And these, you hear me saying this a lot. Speak out the scripture. Reaffirm God's truth in your heart and mind as you believe in His word, okay? So the first one is Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will make your path straight. Okay, trust in the Lord. And then Psalms 37, 3 through 5, trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Take delight in the Lord and He will give you your heart's desires. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust Him and He will help you. Do you believe God's word? If you believe God's word is truth, speak it out over your life, friend. Let it sink in. Let your ears put it into your brain and take root. Let it take root in your heart, right? And believe that it's truth, that you can trust in Him. He's a good and faithful Father who will complete the work in you. And you don't have to set yourself up to not expect good things from Him, right? You can anticipate that He is going to do big things when you believe that He is going to do big things. And yes, there always is disappointment in life, and it might not be in our own timing, right? We can expect God to do big things, but we can't expect to be in our timing and in our timeline. That's where we get disappointed because we put Him in our little space of like, no, it has to be done this way and it has to look this way and it has to be this way, right? That's where we get disappointed because God's like, well, actually, I have this huge other thing over here for you, right? And if we just trust that He has a plan and He's going to get us there, then the disappointment is less because we're able to trust in Him, right? God is a big God and can do anything. Believe Him for the big things in your life. Ephesians 3:20 says, "Our God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that is at work in us." Exceedingly and abundantly. Come on now. So good. Okay, the second thing, really quickly, that brings us discouragement and disappointment is fear, okay? Fear of the unknown, of not making a difference, of what will happen, where we will end up, etc., okay? Fear keeps us stuck. It literally can cripple us. And a lot of our control issues, right? We're trying to control what God is doing. We're trying to put him in a box because we're in control. We want to be in control of what's happening because it's the unknown. When we don't know what's going to happen, that's where fear creeps in. Even when we're believing God for big things, fear creeps in if we're trying to control the situation because it's telling us a lie that that might not happen, right? It's anticipating the disappointment. We don't want to anticipate disappointment. We want to trust that God is a faithful and good God. When we give control to fear or allow fear to move in, then we begin to be afraid of losing control. We're afraid of the unexpected. We're afraid of being disappointed. We're afraid of being let down when things aren't happening the way we want or the way we are anticipating. Then we begin to build walls and keep us from being hurt or disappointed again. And this goes back to better not to hope for anything than to be let down, right? And that's kind of like putting God in a box. Like, it's just much easier if I know and I have control over what's going on so that I don't get hurt and I don't get let down by God. Instead of believing for big things and trusting that he's got this and that even if it isn't what we think it should look like, when we trust that he is a good and faithful God, we know it's where he wants us right now. It's where we're supposed to be in this moment, right? The enemy wants to keep thinking that you will always be disappointed, so you shouldn't hope for better. And when we believe this, we miss out again on so much of what God wants to do in and through us. So the best way, again, to oppose fear is to use scripture. I have dealt with fear my whole life. I believe it was a stronghold on our family. My mom dealt with it, my grandma, my aunts, all that side of the family has dealt with it. And I believe it was a stronghold, and I believe it's being broken off. And I declare over my family, it stops with me. And I started declaring scripture over my life years ago to combat fear. And honestly, I used to live in a place where I would wake up like frozen. I could not sleep because I was so afraid of just all things, everything, things that could happen to my kids, things that could happen to us, things that would happen to our house, someone breaking in, you know, thinking about going on a trip and all the things that could go wrong there. You know what I mean? Fear was just taking hold and I would just get frozen in fear. And it wasn't until I took hold of that and said, no, God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind, right? Repeating scripture over and over and over and allowing that to fill my heart and trusting in God's word and what that means and believing that God doesn't give me fear and that I trust in God and I put my life in his hands, I have literally seen fear broken off of me. Now, that doesn't mean I'm not afraid sometimes. It doesn't mean it doesn't creep in here and there. But usually when it does, I just begin to speak out that scripture and it goes away. Because the enemy doesn't want me speaking out scripture, right? So he's going to try to come at me a different way. And so fear can be broken off when we use scripture to battle it, right? God's word is our sword. Our sword. It's a weapon of choice, friend. Okay? Use it to your advantage. Okay? So here's some scripture for you. What I just said, 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love, okay? So this brings us back to being loved by God, understanding God's true love. And fear and love cannot go together. They don't work together, okay? You can't be loved by God and also drowning in fear, because fear is not love, and God is love. God is love, okay? But be reminded, when you trust in the love of God, when you stand firm in the love of God, and you believe that He loves you through everything, in and out, good, bad, ugly, right? He loves you. Then fear has to go. Fear has to go, okay? The last way to combat disappointment, and this was an added thing, is to enjoy every moment instead of looking behind or ahead, right? Be content in all God has in your life. The best way for you to do this is a gratitude journal, okay? It's a great place to be reminded of all He has done and all the beautiful gifts you have in your life. And I highly suggest that you have one near your bed and making that a bedtime routine. Right before you go to bed, write 5 to 10 things down that you are thankful for about that day, whether it be your workplace, what you did. You know, maybe somebody paid for your coffee or something, or maybe your kids told you they loved you, or you were able to go on a date night, whatever it is, big or small, man. Sometimes I'm like, I am thankful that I had toilet paper in my house. I am thankful for running water, right? It could be a big, huge thing or a tiny, teeny, small thing, right? I'm thankful, right, that my kiddo gave me a hug today and told me he loved me, okay? Big or small, write them down, because it changes our perspective and it puts our eyes on Him and reminds us of all that we have, not what we don't have, okay? Because that's where disappointment can come in too, right? When we start thinking about all the things we don't have instead of being reminded of what we do have. Because God has blessed you so much, friend. We just have to look for it. We have to be thankful for it. We have to appreciate the things that we already have instead of trying to chase the things we don't have. Okay? You with me, friend? Are you with me? All right. Okay. Oh, man. I hope this encouraged you today. Okay? Lastly, I just wanted to say that disappointment is inevitable, but that doesn't mean God isn't faithful or true to His word, okay? His ways are higher, and He is God. He didn't call us to have a perfect life. He didn't call us to, you know, have no troubles, okay? No, He called us into His presence. He called us to be loved by Him. He called us to trust in Him, serve Him, live for Him. And when we do all this, when we trust in Him and we lean into Him, man, we can have a full life with joy. Like, seriously. And it's good. It is good, friend. It is so good. Okay, so be encouraged and challenged and blessed by this today. And just remember, if you are interested in just going deeper with the Lord and getting some actionable steps with other beautiful women just like yourself who are struggling and walking this journey along and want to help you, and I'm here to help you, come join the membership, thekingdomdaughters.com/membership. And remember, man, disappointment happens, but God is a faithful God, and He has big things for you. He has enormous plans for you when you trust in Him. Yes. Okay. Remember, you are seen, you are known, you are loved by God. Believe God is who He says He is. Receive His amazingly awesome and powerful love, and walk confidently as the beautiful daughter that you are today, my friend. Have a great day, and I will see you on Friday for Faith Bomb Friday. Bye now. All right, friend, before you go, really quick, if you've been around for a while and you've been loving the show and you've been listening constantly, first of all, I want to say thank you so much. It means the world to me that you're here, and I just pray that you are continually challenged and blessed by this. But could you do me a favor? Could you go and leave a rating and review? I would love to hear feedback from you. This is one of the only ways I can know that what I'm sharing is actually resonating with you. And it also helps to get the message out there to other beautiful women just like yourself. So if you go to Apple Podcasts, I would love for you to leave a rating and review. That would be amazing. All right, that is all. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day, and I will see you next time. Bye now.